The decline in the yen has been one of the biggest stories of the week. The currency now sits at a 38-year low against the U.S. dollar. This weakness has many wondering when Japanese officials will finally intervene. It's also caused problems for China, which has been pressured to weaken the yuan so as not to lose competitive export advantage. We think it makes sense for the BOJ to sit back and wait right now, and we have heard chatter of officials now drawing a line at 165 dollar yen. Moving on, a soft round of Thursday data out of the U.S. has made investors feel more comfortable about a Fed that will need to shift its dot plot to more rate cuts this year. It's also been responsible for the mild wave of broad-based U.S. dollar selling we've been seeing into the end of the week. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from German import prices, UK GDP, German unemployment, Canada GDP, U.S. core PCE, personal income, personal spending, Michigan sentiment, Chicago PMIs, and some Fed speak. That's all for now.